First off, excellent Lambeau Field win. I thought the crowd was phenomenal tonight, or this afternoon. Excellent football team in the New England Patriots. What a big challenge that they bring to the table. I thought offensively, we had a lot of productivity. Point total was enough to win the game. I thought defense did a lot of good things, and really I think the end of the game is what you're looking for as a coach. When each unit, the offense, the defense, the special teams, you need to make key plays down a stretch, and we accomplished that tonight. So, there's some really good things situationally. I thought they challenged us throughout the game with a number of adjustments. I thought our players handled our adjustments very well. So, excellent win for us. We're 9-3, but the reality is one win. We'll enjoy it tonight. Like I said, we have great respect for New England, their football team, and we'll be moving on to the Falcons in the morning. With that, I'll take your questions.
What do you make of Aaron's performance finding eight different receivers, big throws, big catches, big yards for those receivers?
I thought Aaron played extremely well. I thought New England's defense did an excellent job with their pass rush plan, their ability to be disciplined and stand in their lanes, keeping us in the pocket. And Aaron did a great job extending plays from the pocket and buying our receivers some more time. So it was a matchup game. Throughout, they were changing their matchups based on personnel groups and so forth. So there was a lot going on, and I thought Aaron was outstanding at the line of scrimmage, and I thought all the players did a great job handling the adjustments.
Mike, you had a lot of deep trips into the red zone, but only came out with field goals, and in the second half, you only scored 3 points. What does that say about this defense and how confident you are with them going into the later months and into the playoffs? Possibly.
Whose defense are you talking about? Their defense? I don't get your question. What's our red zone offense up there with our defense?
Pardon?
No,
I'm saying they came up with just – I'm saying the offense just scored field goals instead of scoring touchdowns, so they still have it.
Yeah, I mean, we're confident in the whole football team. We're confident in our defense. We had a good plan tonight. We tried to match their personnel. Gronkowski is a great player. He's a tough, very tough matchup. So, playing against one of the greatest quarterbacks that's played definitely in this generation for sure. So this was a big win for us. Our defense, hit the target as far as getting some pressure on Tom Brady, and we scored more than they did. We had the big play there on third down to push their last series to a field goal attempt.
How much has your defense grown in this last few weeks? I mean, you didn't have any turnovers. You were slow with stuff. One of the best quarterbacks ever to 21 points. That seems like a heck of an accomplishment.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, if you'd have told me we were going to hold them to 21, I would have probably felt pretty good about the opportunity to win the game. So, yeah, I thought our defense did a lot of good things there.
Mike, after having the blowout wins you've had at home, to have this type of gritty performance, what do you think that tells you about your team and how ready it is to go down the stretch?
Well, I just go back to our philosophy of winning. First you have to find ways to win, learn how to win, number one, but then you got to find ways to win, and you have to do it as many different ways as possible, especially during the course of the regular season. That's how teams grow. That's how you have things to learn from each and every day. There will be plenty of corrections tomorrow that we'll be able to, go back with our players and learn, and as we can grow and move on to the Falcons. I mean, this thing's about getting better each and every day. It's not cliche. It's reality. It's the way we approach it. These kind of wins are very valuable, because the reality is when you get into December football, they're usually, close games.
Mike, it looked like both teams were committed to having balance, running pass in their offense. Why was that important in a game like this?
Well, it was just our plan. We had targets that we wanted to hit in the run game and targets we wanted to hit in the passing game. So as far as, the attempts and how we went about it, so the play distribution was the way we planned on it to be all week. So, but with that, it's really about the players. It's about their execution and really making the adjustments to the challenges that New England's defense, posed to us tonight.
Well, there's obviously great mutual respect between the two teams and coaching staffs. Can you share with us at all what you spoke with Bill Belichick after the game? You guys were embracing for a while.
Well, I'll just say this. He was very gracious, that's about as far as I go. So he's, he has set the standard for an NFL head coach, definitely in my time in this league. So It's awesome to go up and compete against his team, and no one does it better than what he's done.
What sense of pride do you take in the fact that you didn't have the red zone efficiency, yet you still beat a very tough opponent and proved you could win despite not playing a perfect game?
Yeah, it feels good. I mean, yeah, it feels good that, you know, it wasn't going to be a perfect game. I mean, we practice and we prepare and we gave it our best shot. You know, we had some opportunities in the red zone that we didn't convert. So, but, you know, the most important thing was we were getting down there to score points. So, you know, hey, these are tough games to win. It's something we can learn from. We'll probably spend a little more time on the red zone this week and make sure we have the opportunity to improve.
No, it's just one win, but is there any larger meaning to this?
Oh, I just think it's about stacking successes. I think as you get into the season, you know, it's our ninth win. Our goal is always to get to 10 wins and then look around and see what's going on. So we'll keep our nose down to the grindstone and get ready for the Atlanta Falcons. So it's definitely. I mean, let's be real. We beat a heck of a football team tonight, and with that, you get a little extra nugget of confidence that goes with it.
Two more. Could you talk about the decision to start Barrington and just his performance? It seemed like he was pretty impactful for you tonight.
Yeah, Sam's doing an excellent job, and you know, just as we continue to talk about in here, we're trying to play as many different combinations of players as possible, trying to utilize our you know, everybody on our team. You know, specifically defense. We're healthy. Just, you know, this is a good thing. Teams that practice together and play each week, they improve. So you know, Sam's earned these opportunities and. I thought he did some nice things tonight.
How much has your offense grown this year since week one? Devontae Adams, big game today. He's come a long way, as has Richard Rodgers, it seems.
Yeah, the rookies are doing a heck of a job. I mean, it's Richard, Devontae, Corey, you know, the impact that they've made on offense. So feel good about the progress they've clearly made throughout the year.
Last one. Mike, Aaron called a timeout, and then you hit Jordy for the touchdown right before the half. Did you see something there? Was that –
Yeah, you know, like most times, you have two calls. He definitely saw something on the pre-snap prior to the timeout, and you know, a lot of it had to do with the matchup and how we felt that particular matchup was playing. So, it was an excellent play call, excellent execution by Aaron and Jordy.